Let me introduce you to the four pillars of investing. As a student, you will find that everything you will ever learn about making money with stocks will fit into one of these four pillars. In Chapter 2, we described wealth building as learning to buy or create assets intelligently. We also saw that the asset classes include business, real estate, commodities, and paper assets such as stocks and options. We learned that each asset class has its own language and nuances. So, how do you learn to buy these things intelligently? How do you make sound decisions when an opportunity presents itself? The answer is in learning the four pillars of investing. These pillars contain vital information for every type of investor in any asset class, and they are vital for whether you are investing for capital gains or cash flow. In preparing to write this book, I sat down and reviewed everything I had ever learned from my mentors and teachers about investing. I realized that everything I knew fit nicely into four categories. 1. I had learned about studying entities, fundamental analysis. 2. I had learned how to study trends, technical analysis. 3. I had learned techniques to position myself for profit, cash flow. 4. I had learned about managing risk, risk management. These categories make up what I call my four pillars of investing. When you dedicate yourself to studying these four pillars, you will learn the criteria that will allow you to look at any investment opportunity in any asset class and make better decisions. The four pillars will support your financial education goals. You will learn to buy assets intelligently and build wealth. So let's get started by looking at pillar number 1.